Monday, September 5th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, on today's Today in Perspective, I want to take you to a story written by Isaac Cox. It appeared recently in the Western Journal, entitled Pride Event Canceled as Europeans March in Defense of Christian Values. Quote, "We don't give up holy places." Those are the words of the Archbishop of the Serbian Orthodox Church. The event was canceled after a protest was held in the Balkan country's capital of Belgrade, organized by opponents of a Euro Pride event that was scheduled to take place later in September.
Tom, there's a little story behind that story that shows the cost of this. But before I get to that story, let me come back to what this archbishop is saying. Keep your hands off of our holy places. What he is speaking of is their country, their state, the streets of their cities, that we are not going to bring vulgarity, profanity, sexual posturing into the streets of our city. These are holy places claimed for the glory of God. Now, do know, Serbia was under the control of the Soviet Empire. At the dissolution of the Soviet Empire, these various nations started coming into existence. And what everybody wondered at that time, what would happen in the lives of these countries, morally and spiritually, knowing that they had been under the rule of communist-enforced atheism, beginning, of course, from Lenin to Stalin, all the way down to a man who just died this past week, who, in a relationship with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, created some history-shaking movements, which included the dissolution of the Soviet Empire. His name was Mikhail Gorbachev. And so one of the products of that are these what we call Eastern Bloc European nations now. Now, this particular nation wants to get into the European Union, but the European Union demands that in the name of minority affirmations, you are to affirm the claims of the, we'll use our language, the LGBTQAI plus movement. And such things as pride parades are called for in every European city. Well, here they're trying to get in. They want to get in for economic reasons, but there are some things that they say we will not sacrifice in order to be a part of the European Union. This may cost us, and the European Union has said, if you cancel this parade, it's going to set back all of those negotiations. Their answer was, keep your hands off of our holy places. We are not going to compromise our commitments. This decision, interestingly, was not a conservative political decision. It was unabashedly a religious statement by the professing Christians in that nation. Now, let me remind folks, in the professing Christian church, you've got the Roman Catholic Church, you've got the various Protestant denominations, and you have various Orthodox denominations, including the Greek Orthodox, the Eastern Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox, etc. And this is part of the Orthodox Christian movement. And what they have said is, we are not going to have this display in the front of the eyes of our children, no matter what it costs. You contrast that with the tepid response of Christians in the public square to the parade of sexual anarchy on our streets in the name of pride parades, which is nothing more than a declaration of rebellion against God. When I see these pride parades, the one thing that I think about was the moment that Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the law of God written on the stone tablets, and he says, there's noise in the camp, but it's not war. What is it? And of course, when you get there, it is the sexual immorality that accompanied the worship of Baal and paganism. And here we are in this neo-pagan movement of the return to not only the barbarity of a death culture, but spilling over into unbelievable taunting of God. And that's what I think of. Yes, I abhor the fact that our children, our families, and the eyes of the sensitive are being assaulted by such advertisements, such plays, such music as identifies our blasphemy, vulgarity, and profanity in our culture, in which what was once unthinkable has now become more than thinkable. It is doable, and in fact, it is to be declared acceptable, and you must now celebrate what you once condemned and condemn what you once celebrate if you want to survive in this sexual revolution that's taking place in our culture. And then we have these Baal parades in our streets that flaunt not only the eyes of the sensitive and children, but basically are flaunting in the face of God. And there is no fear of God in their eyes whatsoever. What shows up is that believers will not stand firm, will not stand up, will not speak out. Now, I understand we're to do so trying to win people graciously, but we are to do so. We are to speak up. You will not put your hands on these holy places. Harry, what are you talking about? They're not trying to have a parade in the church. No, but they have it in the front door of the church, and they have it in our cities, and they have it in our streets, and the earth is the Lord's. It belongs to Him. This is a blasphemous affront, and if you'll read Leviticus 18 and 19, it has positioned us for the judgment of God, and its very presence is a declaration of the present judgment of God as He gives us over to the desires of our heart. And you say, well, that's not the desires of my heart. Oh, it isn't? Well, where's your voice? Why aren't you speaking to it? There in Serbia, no matter what the cost economically, they have said, you will not do this. Get your hands off. And let me return to that statement. What we ought to be saying with drag queen shows at children's hour in our libraries, with pride parades, with the display of vulgarity, profanity, and sexual blasphemy, what we ought to be saying is, get your hands off of our children. As we see the curriculum promoting the LGBTQAI confusion and despair leading to the destruction of the lives of children, instead of saying to them, no, you cannot go here. Hands off of the minds of our children, hands off of the eyes of our children, hands off the bodies of our children, hands off of the lives of our children, hands off of our city. We are not going to turn this over to you. So what did you see in Serbia? Protest. Not the protest of those embracing and promoting the sexual revolution of perversion, promiscuity, and chaos, but those who came out, led by believers, into the cities and said, you will not have this parade here, and keep your hands off of what is holy. What is holy is this is our Father's world. It belongs to Him, and so the declaration has been made. What we have are the prophets of Baal in our society, and the appeal of paganism is the offer of sexual freedom, which in reality is sexual anarchy. And what comes is not freedom. What comes is slavery to the lust of the hearts and the minds, and the destruction of your lives, the destruction of the lives of children, of marriages, of families, and of an entire society. That's the result. And here we have to go all the way over to a nation that had been under atheistic rule for decades, now delivered, and what you find is a church that says to the world, no, hands off. We do not have to be silent in the face of blasphemy against the Lord. Because of the fear of the Lord, we cannot be silent. We will speak not only the truth, but we will speak the truth that sets you free from such sin to the glories and majesties of Christ.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. With this app, you'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. Well, do join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.